Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. And let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise. Pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
This is John Church, pastor of Katy Park Baptist Church in Sedalia with Go the Distance. Hey, have you ever noticed how sometimes we treat animals like people? For example, there are people who treat their dogs like their own children, dressing them up in little outfits and giving them treats that look like people food. They think their dog actually appreciates these things. Well, maybe they do, but the reality is a dog would rather do what dogs do, like digging a hole or drinking toilet water or chasing cats. You can't change the nature of an animal. The Bible even asks, can a leopard take away its spots? It brings me into another question. Can people change, or are we just victims of fate? Well, I don't think so. I think people can change, but we can't change ourselves any more than a drowning person can save himself or herself. We need someone else to save us, someone else to change us. The heart of the problem is the problem of the heart. The Bible tells us in Jeremiah 17:9 that the heart, who we are on the inside, is the most deceitful of all things and desperately wicked. Even so, God can change our hearts. He can change us on the inside. So can we really change? Well, not on our own, but Jesus can change us. We can call out to him and he can give us new power, new life. The Bible tells us everyone who calls on the name of the Lord would be saved. Only God can forgive you and save you, but you've got to call out to him. You can be changed and put your sin behind you. You can have a brand new start today with Jesus Christ. This is John Church reminding you today to go the distance in Christ.